This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. It's our turn. When I say our, I'll introduce you to the panel here. This feels like it ought to be a television show. Panelists to review the charts from Talkers Magazine. Esteemed talk hosts and esteemed people who have thoughts, genuine, intelligent thoughts. That's why they're here with me, because I'm genuine and I'm intelligent. So I bring genuinely intelligent people into the fold. They would include, but are not limited to, the lovely Victoria Keelan.
Does that sound sexist if I called you lovely?
No, I think that's very nice. Thank you.
I don't even know anymore what to say. I don't call the lovely Rich McFadden.
Oh, so sweet.
Rich is so lovely.
Yeah. He is lovely in his own way.
Yeah, he's special.
in his own way. And the even lovelier Joe Crummy, who has become a part of our... man, he and I, you may have seen this post on Facebook a week or so ago. Joe and I, wine experts that we are, I joined Jennifer Horn's dad, Michael, at a restaurant in Pasadena for a wine tasting fest. And it was really great. The audience couldn't tell who was better, you or me, Joe. I think you were.
Well, we kind of set the bar kind of low, Doug.
Yeah, speaking of the bar. Yes, exactly. All right, so Joe Crummy, who is a veteran of the talk radio world and wars, is here. He's got things to say. Richie's got things to say. Victoria's got things to say. I've got things to say. So let's get started reviewing some of the things that Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com says are the big deals for this week. At number 10, the NCAA Final Four decision will be made this weekend. Crummy, have you paid any attention to this? Are you doing a bracket or anything?
No, I'm not a bracket kind of guy, but I mean, I just took a look last night at the Golden State Warriors' record, and it's out of control. I mean, what is it, 62-14? I mean, that's just amazing. that's an incredible record.
Couldn't prove it by me. Richie, what about you? Got a bracket going there?
I got a bracket, but my bracket's busted. It's done. I'm out. Done.
You're out.
Everyone says that this year, yeah, more than I've ever heard. People say they've had their brackets busted.
Yeah, well, that you got Duke kind of bailing out so early, and you know.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Oh, you know, I got to apologize. I was talking NBA. You guys are talking NCAA. I got to wake up and get with the program here.
Yeah, you got to get with the program, Joe.
And that's right. Heating up as well, so.
Yeah, the NBA. All right, so let's go to number 9, which is the exchange between Ted Koppel and Sean Hannity. Has anybody heard the audio or seen the video of this? I hear conflicting reports, and I haven't, but there was apparently an interview. I don't know who was interviewing whom, though. Victoria, do you know whether Koppel was interviewing Hannity or Hannity was interviewing Koppel?
I believe Koppel was interviewing Hannity, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Koppel interviews Hannity, and what's the point? The point is to make Hannity look bad, because that's the way...
Well, it came up. I mean, it came up in the conversation. Ted looked at Sean and said, you know, the thing that bothers me about you is you've created a whole generation of people who think that ideology is more important than the truth. And Ted was so mad because Sean is so good at doing it. You know, you're so good at being evil and bad. And that's where things kind of went in different directions there. You know, it's not about the truth anymore. It's about political ideology.
Well, how is Koppel any different than Hannity? If, in fact, he takes that approach, then you know where he's coming from. Or is that a bad assumption on my part? Is that unfair for me to assume, even though I know that Koppel leans to the left?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it didn't seem to bother Ted for the 25 years when he was, a big shot at ABC. It didn't seem to bother him that much. I mean, Hannity's more out there. You know, when Ted was doing it, those guys were slightly more subtle about it. I mean, you know, Hannity's a lot more out there. But then again, Hannity says, hey, I'm an opinion guy. I mean, people should be able to understand.
Well, but times have changed,
but the big question is Hannity asked Ted, do you think I'm bad for America?
Right.
I mean, do you think talking about the issues and
from
having open conversations is bad for America? Mm-hmm. And that's why I fully support Hannity, because I think it's good. As long as as long as you know where everybody's coming from, which was the problem with Koppel and those guys, you didn't. I think it's great for America.
Well,
yeah, I mean,
go ahead, Joe.
Well, I mean that I think Rich is right on it there. What you had prior to this is you had a slant, but it wasn't acknowledged. It was presented as though this is journalism, yet there was a slant.
Right.
Now you've got people that are really out on a limb going, no, you know, I'm coming from the right. That's who I am, and I want you to dig this, but at least I'm honest about who I am. That's my complaint, too, about the media is they got a slant, but they don't admit it.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, where are you weighing in on this?
I just think that we're part of a generation now that, you know, people want opinions and people expect it. So to have someone try to even claim to be unbiased is just not believable for, I think, for my whole generation.
Wow, what a great point. That's a great point. Isn't it amazing? I'm the most senior person here. Crummy's closely on my heels. So when it comes to having experience, I used to run a newsroom at the all-news radio station for 2 years in Boston, and I had the biggest set of liberals that you could possibly imagine working for me. And it happened that the guy who bought the station from CBS was a right-winger. And so I had to balance the people in the newsroom who didn't like this guy because he expressed himself and was open about his right leanings, but they, in their left leanings, kept their opinions in the newsroom. That didn't really. I listened carefully for that sort of thing and didn't hear it. But this is the 1980s. So we fast forward to today, and although you've worked at some great radio stations in Phoenix, Los Angeles, New York, Boston, have you been able to tell, or do you think, let me ask it, to this way, let's say KFI in Los Angeles. When you were on the air there, did you know what the politics were of the news people who were doing the reporting on your program when you were on the air? The separate newscasts.
Let me think about KFI. Well, you know what? A lot
or any place, Joe. It's take KFYI in Phoenix, wherever you've been. KWABC. Well, I don't care where you. Just any place.
Well, you know what? On those stations, a lot. Excuse me, I got something in my throat here. Usually, there were so many talk shows that were on the air. That's really where the opinions came out. Whereas on the news, they usually played it straight. But that was okay because you had plenty of shows that were on the air where you would really get your.
Do you think they still do, though? When you listen to John and Ken on KFI now, or Handel in the morning, or Tim Conway at night, the people who are on, the news people are an important part of the conversation. They get in and out of the conversation. Do you think that people listening to programs like that can tell, or do they need to know? I mean, you know where Handel stands. You pretty much know where John and Ken is.
Well,
you remember, so... What do you, how is
but,
it
but perception, all of that's moot point, because perception, I'm listening to the news station on the way in here, and of course the way I hear it is the way
I perceive
it. You're talking
about WTOP in Washington.
WTOP in Washington, which is supposed to be down the middle, but you know what, it seems to me that it sounds an awful lot kind of left-leaning, not hard left, or but it seems like it's negative towards my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are you overly sensitive to that, or do
you think that's... So is that my perception? Is even if there is a media outlet that is straight down the middle nowadays, would people perceive it that way, or would they perceive it to be leaning one way or the other based on their perception?
So here's the business side of it, because I'm the businessman here. Although, Richie, you have to be a businessman to run, to be the ops guy at Radio America, but I will tell you from my point of view, having created a brand and having watched it do very well and then do very badly and sort of come back as business extremes occur, the way that these people at Fox first created a business model out of opinion was brilliant. Roger Ailes, scumbag that he is, was a brilliant, brilliant leader at a time when the country, whether we knew it or not, wanted something like this, and then sprung up MSNBC, and now you got CNN. So these guys, they really don't give a, I mean, I guess Rupert Murdoch is known for being right of center, but he invests in things and creates things that are good business models, and that's their number one thing. Yeah, if I can get my political point across, swell, but I'm in it for making money first, right. And that's why Murdoch paid Roger Ailes $23 million a year to run that Fox News channel, because it was a cash cow. They were printing money there. And they're not so much now, because people are, quote-unquote, wise to their act. But does that mean
but
what they're doing
else,
is bad or doesn't have a... No, there's a market for it.
Well, where else can you go on TV where you're going to get a right, a slant to the right? I mean, it's Fox.
So, you get it all over the radio, but you can't get it on TV. You're right.
That's right. That's exactly right. So where do you go on TV if you want to see that, you know, news from the right? I mean, it's a completely different universe than, say, CNN. I watch CNN a lot, and it's like they live in two different universes. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They do live in two different universes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And I will tell you, the number one most watched show last week, Victoria, you and I were talking about this on the DJV show.
Mm-hmm.
The number one, or maybe we weren't. I remember. I can't remember where I put this, but I know I went through the ratings. May have been on a Good Day show. The ratings for the cable channels, and the number one show for now 4 weeks in a row has been Rachel Maddow, who has an average of almost 700,000 viewers a night, versus half that for Larry O'Donnell that's after her. Hannity is at about, what is that, I think 557 was what he had on average this past week. The two runs of O'Brien, what's his face on Fox, is, what did I think, it was 800,000 where it came out.
O'Reilly show. O'Brien, you know, one of those Irish guys.
Well, but you know that little twerp who replaced Megyn Kelly? Richie, you've heard me talk about him.
Tucker Carlson.
What a horror show. He's got the second best ratings now. Hannity and Tucker Carlson and the first running of O'Reilly are almost exactly the same, within a few thousand of each other. So that's a pretty interesting reality as well. So there we have. It's just pretty interesting to see how this Hannity Koppel thing. Hannity's smart and played it the right way because he understands his audience. That's all.
That's as simple as that.
That's all you need. Know to whom you are speaking. 19 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Here's BehindTheBuy.com's 2017 product tips for your springtime activities. Now's the time to get your financial life on track, especially with the tax deadline approaching. From now through April 18th, Office Depot, Office Max Stores, and OfficeDepot.com are offering $35 off Quicken Deluxe, Premier Home and Business, and Quicken for Mac 2017 with the purchase of TurboTax. Zeiss's drive-safe lenses make driving safer and provide better vision by reducing night glare from oncoming cars with Zeiss's DuraVision drive-safe anti-reflective coating. A progressive lens design provides a 43% larger viewing area for more accurate vision and faster refocusing between the road and your dashboard. Spring is the perfect subject for photography. Loaded with 24.2 megapixel sensor, Digic 7 processor, and dual pixel autofocus makes Canon's EOS M5 camera the perfect choice to capture brilliant seasonal images and videos. Wireless connectivity allows instant sharing of your favorite moments. Incipio's design series Spring Collection features translucent and shimmering metallic cases with seasonal and floral prints to complement your warm weather wardrobe. Each smartphone case has raised edges and scratch-resistant coating. They're for iPhone 6S through 7 Plus and Samsung's Galaxy S7 and Edge devices. American Standard's ActiClean Toilet is the world's first self-cleaning toilet. With a touch of a button, the powerful Vormax Flush technology and its integrated self-cleaning system cleans the bowl better than any conventional toilet. It combines two cleaning cycle options and EverClean finish to inhibit stains and odors. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, radio overview of the hot hits in talk radio, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. Here with me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, has good, strong, solid, thought-based opinions on things that are in the top list of the stories. Then there's Joe Crummy, who is an excellent broadcaster and author of Evil Thoughts. He has a podcast. If you just log on, well, you can Google or just go to Joe Crummy with an E. C-R-U-M-M-E-Y, JoeCrummy.com. You will see his Evil Thoughts. You will be able to hear his Evil Thoughts on his podcast. So you can go there. And then there's our very own Victoria Keelan, who's never seen an issue that she couldn't think through and have an expressive point of view on. So that's why she's here. We're all here to lend a unique perspective to what's going on. So we're at, we've only gone through number 10 and number 9 so far on the list of the top 10. We may not get to all of them. Ivanka Trump is at number 8, and her role at the White House. Why is this a big deal?
But people think it's nepotism. I mean, it's Trump's daughter.
Well, so it is. Yeah. What? So what?
Yeah, okay. I mean, his...
Well, that's the thing.
Same as the son-in-law. I mean, his Jared Kushner is one of his main advisors, so... People on the left, I don't think that that's an issue that they have. I think it was the fact that she had all kinds of clearance but wasn't technically working at the White House, and she has an office but wasn't really working. I think that was, it was very vague. So I think it seems better that she's now official.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's kind of sexist, too, that it was okay for Jared, you know, her husband, to be there, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, now it's Ivanka, and it's a problem. You should have seen Amanda Carpenter on CNN. I mean, she seems to really have a problem with Ivanka in the White House, too. You know, when I watch over and over again...
I don't even know who she is. Why
she is a... You know, I'll tell you who she is. You know what she used to do? She used to work for Ted Cruz as his communications director, so I still think there's some bad blood there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want to lose, vote for Cruz.
What's the knock on Ivanka, though? What's not to like about her?
Yeah.
Besides, you know, okay, she's Trump's daughter and you don't like Trump, but her specifically, what's the knock on her?
There isn't any. She's smart. She's measured. She knows what's what. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. From a female perspective on the left, the knock on her is she sort of became, and a lot of my girlfriends have talked about this, she was sort of like our only hope, in big quotes, you know, as far as we like Ivanka. She is relatable to us. I think she's really smart and very accomplished. We were sort of, I think, hoping that she would have more of a role and that she would have more of a vocal role.
Well, how do you know she hasn't so far?
Well, because we haven't heard her. And so I think that
only
people...
2 months into the thing.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, I think this is a good thing, I think. I mean, I'm a fan of hers. I'm not a fan of her father's, but yeah. I think a lot of women in my position were really hoping that a lot of this would fall on her and that she would represent
so
us.
So should we give her some time to find her wings or get her bearings?
I'm hoping that, you know...
I think she's got her wings. I think it's just a matter of they're trying to figure out how to let her spread her wings without mm-hmm. creating all this havoc.
Mm. Yeah,
I think she may be... I say this lovingly. She may be one of the only hopes of keeping her father in check.
I like her.
Her father is very respectful of her. That's why she's there. I think she gets him. And if there's anybody who's going to be able to curb him, his wife certainly isn't going to. She seems like milk toast.
Right.
She's so happy to stay at Trump Tower in New York City.
She wants to be completely.
She's never moving to the White House.
I wouldn't be surprised if you see a divorce there.
Not a divorce, just
separation.
But I agree, though, Doug. I think for women, especially, because this administration, I mean, there are no women. And so, and there's certainly, there's just no one there that we can relate to on the left. And so Ivanka represented this beacon of light and hope, and I hope that she falls into that role. Yeah. I want to hear more from Ivanka.
Yep.
I want to hear about, you know, she said during the campaign she feels very strongly about women's issues and maternity leave and things like that. I want to hear more from her.
28 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
To the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now, 34 after the hour, an hour of conversation that takes place every week here in the circles of the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in Talk Radio. I present to you three folks who have really great radio backgrounds and ideas. And when we go through the top 10 stories, they have their say. I don't know that we always have time to get to some of these. And actually, there are a couple of them that aren't worth much time anyway. I introduce to you Victoria Keelan, who's part of the DJV experience with me and Jennifer Horn. We have Joe Crummy, whose evil thoughts are online. God, I love you. The more I get to know you, you and I have known each other for years, but I haven't really known you until recently. I've always thought you were one of the great, and I say this without hesitation. I have always found you, before I knew you, listening to you on the radio for years, as one of the most entertaining guys on the radio. I don't know whether it's your flair for ending the sentences on an up rather than a down. I don't know. I don't know. I can't put my finger. I've never put my finger on it. I just know I like listening to you. So,
what are you doing tonight, Doug? I mean, what are
you guys? You're on one coast together? And I'm on the other coast. Thanks.
All right, Victoria and I'll just bail out. Leave you.
Yeah, all right. So, okay, Victoria has the
romance.
The same. Yeah. The reason they, what do you mean, Richie? The reason that you and Victoria and everybody gets around me is because there's something that you contribute to the overall the progress of things, and so
well,
as we progress through this list.
I'm trying to keep you from getting hit in the middle of the road. That's my reason I
Thank
stay
you very
around.
Much. You've always been
protecting.
Right. There have been times you wanted to push me into the middle of the road.
Oh, there's been times I wanted to get behind the wheel of the car.
Right. All right, number seven is the Brexit thing, the European Union exit. What I found most entertaining about this week, Victoria, was the fellow who is, I've got to remember his name, Jacques. What was the guy's last name?
Was it a Jean-Claude something?
Yeah.
Van Damme? No.
I know, right?
No. The guy that's the president of the European Union says In a statement to the European Union today, or I guess it was yesterday, actually. It was earlier in the week. At any rate, his deal was he thinks America has meddled and messed up European Union. We're the ones that put those evil thoughts into the minds of the Brits. They voted.
What's he referencing? When Texas decided to secede from the Union?
So,
I mean, what's his frame of reference?
This guy says he's going to promote and help both Ohio and Texas seceding from the Union. Little does he know that his best chance is with California.
You're right.
He hasn't figured that out yet, but anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about, see, the guy is full of it because I was looking at the history of the European Union last night, and it started right after World War II. At every step along the way, the UK has been a, let's just say, reticent partner. They didn't want to be a part of it for quite some time. They didn't want to give up their currency, and now they've always had one foot out the door, so this guy's bogus.
Well, not only that, but Brexit, quote unquote, was kind of one of the leaders into the Trump phenomenon.
Absolutely.
So if anybody should be pointing fingers, it should be us at them.
Right. It's immigration. All right. Victoria, you got anything on this? Or are we all set?
Nope. I'm good.
All right. Number six.
Well, no, wait a minute. Are you talking about sanctuary cities now? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, no. I'm just saying that if there is a bill, according to Jennifer Horn of the DJV show, there's a bill that's been put forth the California legislature to secede from the Union because of our position or their position on sanctuary cities, sanctuary state, and Jerry Brown says he'll sign it if it comes to his desk so he can become president of California.
And it'll be broke in 3 minutes.
Right.
Okay. Anyway.
Please.
So there we go. Number six on the countdown is the bill that repeals the North Carolina bathroom bill. I don't know whether, Victoria, this puts this to rest. Are we done with this now? Is everything the same in North Carolina as it is everywhere else?
It's not completely put to rest, I don't think. I think people are still, LGBTQ activists are still not totally happy with it. It's a start, and the governor said that it is a start. It's not perfect, but it's, you know, they're going to unravel it, I guess.
You know what we should love about this, Doug?
Right.
Capitalism controlled the decision here.
Yep, money.
And whatever, it was just the consumer market.
You can
made
watch the
decision.
Money just sucking out of it.
And hey, listen, North I'm Carolina. Good with it. If the market decides this is the
market.
Way it should go, I'm good with it.
Yep.
Well, are you talking about the NCAA? I mean, they're going to weigh in on this, too.
That's what I'm saying.
It's that ilk. The concert promoter said we're not going there. Businesses said we're not going there. You know, that kind of stuff. So it helped.
I wouldn't be surprised if they called up the NCAA and said, what is it going to take to make this fly? And I looked at HB 1 or 2 or whatever it's called. They're repealing that, but it looks to me like they're just kicking the can down the road in North Carolina.
Yeah,
and
in a way, but at least it gets it off of the front page. It's HB 2, I think, is what it's called.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, they're getting rid of it.
Capitalism,
baby.
Going.
The FCC's internet privacy policy is a bill that was put in the hopper to overturn that. Is this much ado about nothing?
No.
Okay, so help yourself. Go ahead.
Richie, you'll probably agree with me on this. This is something that most Americans don't even know happened. I mean, they passed a law that makes it completely legal for internet companies to sell your data without your consent.
Right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. This is such an infringement on your personal rights. I mean, I don't understand. Republicans are always saying, oh, they don't want government anywhere.
Okay.
Well,
so you know where this goes,
I don't
Victoria?
Understand it.
This goes to the Supreme Court, and they, even if Gorsuch is going to be confirmed, they'll throw this out because this doesn't pass muster in terms of the Constitution.
But here's the reality.
I don't know.
Go ahead. Protect yourself.
Yeah.
If you are out there being absolutely just careless with your information, if you're putting your birth date and your address and your mother's maiden name on your Facebook page.
But see, it's a lot more than that, though. They're selling your browsing history. They can go in and say, Rich McFadden watched porn last week.
Whatever.
And they can sell that data to anyone.
Whenever I log on to any computer, I assume that they're doing that anyway.
Yeah. All right. But the other side of that is, the business side of it is, if you're foolish enough to have everything on your Facebook page and you're going for a job and and people look at you doing some drunken stupor some night at a party, forget about getting the job. That's just the way it is. You don't want to have...
That's the first thing I look at when we get interns and employees applications.
What are they going to say?
But that's a separate issue, though, Doug. That's a social media thing. This is totally different.
I understand that. I'm just saying in general.
On your personal computer.
Yeah.
This is your entire browser history and data.
Bad bill, no question.
Yeah,
Tommy, go ahead.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, I was going to say that it's more than just Facebook. I mean, what you've got, Victoria had a point there. I mean, she's talking about your browser, everything, your ISP. In other words, whatever your provider, whatever goes through your provider, they get everything and they can sell everything. Whereas it's legal now for Facebook or any website, any commercial website. By the way, that's not at all controlled by any of this legislation. Those guys can still sell every damn thing that they want. You go to Home Depot, you go to it's not just Facebook, it's any commercial website you go to. That's still cool. That's okay. There's nothing that stops anybody from selling all that information right now, and there's no legislation right now to stop that. That's just part of the business model, Doug.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, as we were talking a few minutes ago during the break, Joe and Victoria and I, there's a girl who works for President Trump, and she is special assistant to the president, Julia Hahn. And she worked at Breitbart for Steve Bannon. And she's been described as Steve Bannon's Steve Bannon. Mm. And the press is trying to dig up stuff on this girl because they know they shouldn't like her.
Right.
But they can't because she's a ghost online. She has no social media presence. There's nothing. You can't even find a picture of her online. And it's driving them crazy that they can't just log in and dig something up. But I'm sitting here listening to this conversation wondering how she has remained such a ghost online. That's almost impossible these days.
It is, yeah.
It is. You're right about
unless
that.
Unless you've had everything scrubbed, and in which case, you know, maybe she has.
Well, when you're 25, maybe you weren't stupid enough to get everything on there in the first place.
All right, so the people list this week, the charts for the week of the 27th of March, last week of March 2017, at number 10, Glenn Beck and the Blaze Split. Number 9, Sean Hannity. I guess Ted Koppel, the two of them together, so that constitutes one. Ivanka Trump's at number 8, Neil Gorsuch, candidate for Supreme Court, number 7. Tom Price is at 6. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, is number 5. Devin Nunes, some people pronouncing it, number 4. Putin is 3. Paul Ryan is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. Interesting that the only lady on the list this week is Ivanka Trump. I wonder how much we'll see that repeated in the next few years and the discussion of whether she ought to have an official White House role or not. All right, so there it is. Doug Steffen here on our talk radio review. Okay, what do we have here left? A lot of Trump stuff. We'll go for that as we round out our overview on the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine on the radio here at 44 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. More and more women with a family history of breast cancer are thinking about genetic testing to help address their own risk.
You want to know who was diagnosed with breast cancer? Mother, sister, daughter. We call those your first-degree relatives.
Dr. Sandhya Pruthi says a first-degree relative is more likely to be associated with a heredity risk for cancer. Age is also a factor.
If it's a younger onset first-degree relative, that has more significance in potential being hereditary than someone who has an older age individual, like a mother who gets breast cancer at 80.
Dr. Pruthi recommends talking with a genetic counselor first, someone who helps
to counsel on the pros and cons of testing, to decide if this family even meets the criteria to be considered eligible for testing.
They do this by developing a pedigree of the family history and then using models to calculate a hereditary breast cancer risk. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing the official charts for the week of March 27th to the 31st. Number 10, NBA action and the Final Four. And plus the Raiders going to Las Vegas, all conversation from Sports Talk Radio that's bled over into the world of regular traditional news talk radio. The Koppel Hannity exchange at number 9. Let's see, number 8, Ivanka Trump getting into the White House, what her role will be. Number 7, Britain begins to get out of the European Union. Number 6, more bathroom bill discussion in North Carolina. Number 5, overturning FCC's internet privacy policy. Number 4, the sanctuary cities discussion. Trump travel ban status. Number 3, healthcare overhaul. Number 2, in the campaign and Russia's connection to it, the Trump campaign. That's number 1 this week. All right, 46 past the hour now. Doug Steffen here with Joe Crummy, with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, reviewing the charts, the big stories for this last week of March, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. It's a weekly event here to give you an idea of what some of the pros in the business who may not be part of your daily routine have to say about some of these issues. The number 4 through number 1 issue for Richie and Joe and Victoria. Now, this is a summary because it's all about Trump. The travel ban, the health care bill being overhauled, Russia, blah, blah, immigration. So, generally speaking, let's just get a... Yeah, it is blah, blah. The thing that's best and worst this week about Trump, I'll tell you, I'll start this so you'll get the drift that I'm coming to you from.
Yeah.
The number one thing for me this week that's good is the focus on health care and whether the question is whether or not we can get some common sense into a real health care bill, which is what most people want, not a legislative package that benefits the insurance industry, but that benefits the people in the country who are paying the bill. Preventative things, support for chiropractic and for physical therapy and for acupuncture and for prevention, health club memberships, all that stuff. Any health care bill that doesn't have or encourage that is bogus as far as I'm concerned. Now, that's on
Agreed.
One side.
Yep.
The other side is this Scott Pruitt, who is a moron. He had become the administrator of the EPA. I said, I think earlier today, Victoria, that I'm very much in favor of change. I think a lot of the stuff that Trump is doing is great, eliminating some of these agencies, cutting the budget here and there. But the EPA, even though there are plenty of things the EPA to cut, one of the focus, the focus group studies and any reasonable research that doesn't come from Monsanto, shows you that having certain pesticides in purview of being used by farmers on foods and stuff, just bad. So this week, Pruitt says, oh, we can't prove that, blah, blah, blah. The guy's a moron.
Okay, or so someone's lined his pockets.
Well,
I mean, it's crazy.
So go ahead. Give me 30 seconds on your point, and then we'll see if we can squeeze in Richie and Joe, because we're almost done.
On what? On
just the best and the worst of what Trump's doing this week. Because this is all about Trump.
I'll let them start. You guys go first.
All right, Richie.
Trying to control China.
trying to control.
Telling China that you can't step on us anymore. And even if he gets anywhere or doesn't get anywhere, just putting your foot down to China and saying, listen, let's talk about trade and how you guys are basically running shackles over us, and we're going to do something about this. And by the way, you're going to do something about North Korea while you're at it.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Joe?
Just on sanctuary cities, Trump and Sessions are thrown down with sanctuary cities. I like what the mayor of Boston said. You know, that's a sanctuary city. Marty Walsh said that people are going to live here anyway. We can't stop them. And you can use my office, he said, and you can use any office in this building, which is great. So I'm thinking, okay, how many state troopers are you going to have to go through to start to use the mayor's office?
Yeah,
I'd like to know.
Yeah. Really. All right. So, Joe Crummy's evil thoughts. Evil thoughts. If you check it out online. Thank you, Victoria and Richie.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Time for us to count down from number 5 to number 1. Again, in the world of technology, there are big things going on, and so we devote this space every week to the top 5 items in technology, courtesy of Victoria and her research. Victoria Keevan, starting with the number 5 item, counting down to number 1, tech news this week, tech stories, Victoria.
Well, there's a new app called Good On You, and it makes checking a fashion brand, for its impact on people, the planet, and animals very, very easy. They currently have over 1,000 fashion brands that are listed on the app, so all you have to do is search your favorite brand, and then you can see how it rates for their environmental impact, abuses on animals, if they test on animals, or if they employ people with, using ethical work practices and fair wages, things like that. Through the app, there are also special discounts for brands that rate really highly in the 2 highest categories. It originated in Australia in late 2015, and it amassed 35,000 regular users, wow, which is pretty consistent for an app like this, for a free app at least. And so there's also a blog section, and you can read all kinds of different news stories about fashion houses. And there was one story earlier this week about Victoria's Secret having some pretty awful working conditions for women who make those those expensive bras. So it really, if you want to be a conscious consumer, which I try to be for everything, then this is a really great tool. It is free on the App Store and on Google Play.
All right. That's number five. Number four, a focus on Lyft, L-Y-F-T.
Well, Lyft, of course, is not anywhere as, it's not as big as Uber, but it's the second biggest ride-sharing company and ride-share app. And so this week they continue to be, they want to push that they're different from Uber, and they really want to make everyone sort of associate them with charities, and they gave a huge donation to the ACLU after the travel ban and things like that. So now this week they announced a new initiative called Roundup and Donate, and all you have to do on the Lyft app, you can opt in, and gradually what you can do is if you have a ride that ends, let's say it's $9.67, you can round up to $10, and that 33 cents can go to a charity of your choice. And so it's sort of like when you get a cash back bonus from a credit card, or if you go shopping and you round up and save. It's a similar idea to that, except this money goes to charity, and at the end of the year you'll get a statement, and you can see how much you've donated, and of course that's a tax write-off. So Lyft really is trying to set themselves apart, and this is a good way. A lot of users are happy about it.
Yep. All right. So number three, we bring around a focus on Instagram. Hardly a week goes by we don't have something there that's new from them.
I know. Instagram announced a new screen that can be placed over sensitive content. In a statement earlier this week, they said, soon you may notice a screen over sensitive photos and videos when you scroll through your feed or visit a profile. While these posts don't violate our guidelines, someone in the community has reported them and our team has deemed them sensitive. So what this means is when you're scrolling through your feed, you won't see things like if there are animal activist videos. PETA sometimes has some pretty graphic content. You won't actually see that. It'll look blurry. If you are interested in seeing the content behind that blurry screen, all you have to do is click on the actual photo from the profile, and it'll all appear. But it is a nice way to sort of, you know, if children are scrolling through your feed, it's a nice way to make sure that things that are not safe for work, that content is masked. So, and the other thing that Instagram wants everyone to do is enable their two-factor authentication, which really helps you from getting hacked. That's another thing they really want.
That's good. All right, number two, those of you who are waiting for the next iPhone, here you go.
Well, the new download that happened last Monday, the iOS 10.3 iPhone update, people were really excited about this because it turns out there's an unexpected side effect. It gives you more storage on your phone, and it doesn't exactly free up storage, but it reorganizes how much storage is used and the way it's used. And so people are really excited because the end result is apps like Twitter actually open faster, and you can navigate through them more quickly because you have this new freed up space. One of the other things that are also included in this update, the 10.3 iOS, is the AirPod locator is now part of Find My iPhone. So if you lose one of those wireless AirPods, it will set you back $70. So this way you can actually keep track of your AirPods through GPS, which is a great thing.
All right, number one this week in terms of technology stories is we count down. Now we're at number one.
Well, starting this weekend, people using Amazon in all states will have to pay sales tax now. This is something Amazon has kind of railed against, but they finally have given in. They have so many lockers in every state that technically that counts as having a physical presence, so they have to charge sales tax now.
All right, well, that's reality. And we've given you the top five reality items from the world of technology. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.